welcome. And hopefully welcome back. This is Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com. What we do and have been doing for a while now, well, it's actually a long time, is we about three times a week we write up a value-priced wine. Well, you know, some of the wines that the big wine magazines skip. But we don't. We like these wines. Then we write about them, and then for the last couple of years, we have a podcast, and so after we write up the wine, we plug in our microphone, and we talk about it. And what we have today, and this is November of 2023, this is where we typically start going upscale, the holidays are coming, is the Cameron Hughes Russian River Pinot Noir 2018, Lot 947. Cameron Hughes Wine Company is a little bit different. They're Negotiant. Negotiant is a wine company from France, an old wine company from France, who goes to various wineries. And all wineries have excess wine. Just about all of them do. And they make a deal to purchase that excess. And it's a very hush-hush. No one is allowed to know who the existing winery is. The Negotiant sells it under their own label, and you trust that, you know, and you trust your Negotiant, you know, the wineries trust the Negotiant to keep the secret, and the customers trust the Negotiant to make sure they bring some good wine at a good price. And that's what Cameron Hughes does. Trader Joe's and Costco and Aldi's kind of do that on a little bit altered basis. So, you know, it's something, if you're into value priced wines, getting a wine that costs less than it would under normal circumstances isn't that unusual, but Cameron Hughes takes it to a different level. This Russian River Pinot Noir, they say it came from a company that discontinued their high-end Pinot program, or maybe not, because it's all very hush-hush. They can't actually tell you. If you start, you know, looking at all the wine things and find out who discontinued theirs, and, you know, for the 2018 vintage, you can find it out. You're not supposed to. And it was a $60 wine. And they're selling it for about $19, a third the cost. And if you noticed, I said for the vintage, you know, normally it's 2021, 2022, 2020, 2018. This has been aging in barrel, and we don't know how long in barrel or in bottle, for 5 years. Because it's all very hush-hush, they can't tell us anything, because anything they give out would pretty much give us clues to who made it. And that kills the whole process. Cameron Hughes has been around for a while, and I recall, oh, maybe years ago, I'm not sure how many out, maybe close to 10 years ago. They're very good at selling these wines, and they had a small family-owned winery, I forget where it was, out of, and it became something of a cult wine, because Cameron Hughes has a really good reputation, and sold out in a hurry. And the winery it came from, they weren't sold out. They weren't that good at selling their wine. So they said, hey, wait a minute. If you like that wine, you can't get it anymore. We still have it. And here's the price. You know, so Cameron Hughes is so good at being a Negotiant that the wineries, which wanted to keep it quiet, are telling you, hey, this is ours. You know, we made this. Buy it from us, too. You know, not all of them, and not even this one. And they have another one coming up, which they said it's a Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon that is from a $100 wine program, and they're selling it for $30, so that might be showing up sometime in December. That one I'll probably have to purchase. This one I got for free. But so there you go. So this Cameron Hughes Russian River Pinot Noir 2018, Lot 947. The one thing you got to remember of this is it's been in a bottle. It's been sleeping for 5 years. You might want to think about decanting it. You might want to open it up. You might want to swirl. You might want to, like, just popping the top for an hour might not be enough, because this wine, if it doesn't open up, you're going to think, what the heck? I thought they said this is a good wine. And then when it does open up, it's like, oh. Yeah. It's got It's a little bit astringent. It's got cherries and blueberries and maybe a little bit of blackberry. It's got mushrooms and herbs, about five different types of spice. All very well balanced. You know, it's not, nothing jumps out at you. It's kind of a complete package here. You know, a value-priced wine is not a bad wine, and an expensive wine is not a good wine. They're two different things. They're made differently. I mean, most value-priced wines from 2018 is probably a wine you're going to have to drink right away or pour it out because it's not lasting too long. Some might not. Here, this is a Pinot Noir that's just ready to open up. It's different. If you want to find out what Pinot Noir, a little bit of age from a top growing region, from maybe a top producer, we don't know. $20 is not a bad price. Take another sip. This is a wine that you just don't drink and not pay attention to. This is a wine you pay attention to. This is a wine that you, if you have somebody else who's into Pinot Noir, you talk about it. You talk about what are you tasting? This is what I'm tasting. You know, it's not a sip it and forget it wine. It's a wine that stays with you, and it's I think for $19, it's a major bargain. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, cheapwinefinder.com, the Cameron Hughes Russian River Pinot Noir 2018, lot 947. One thing about these Negotiant wines, I think there's like 11,000 bottles of this. It's not a major, number of bottles. Most under $20 wines make a lot of wine. I mean, hundreds of thousands of bottles. So Cameron Hughes, since they're Negotiant, they don't always have the option of being able to get lots of bottles. So you don't find it in every single wine shop. So this is one of those wines you got to kind of go out there and look for, because there's only so much to go around. There's only, you know, there might be, depending on how big a city you live in or wherever, there might be only one store that carries it. You know, it's just that, and they might not have all of them. So I've got a link to their website on the review on the Cheap Wine Finder page. Negotiant wines are kind of interesting. If you like what the Negotiant is doing, you're probably going to like more than one. And they're not all expensive. Some are very expensive. Some are value priced. But there they go. They're buying wines from existing wineries and selling it for less than the initial winery would cost. And like I said, sometimes the other bottle from the Cameron Hughes bottle is like 6 feet off down the aisle, and it's a third the price. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. Keep it cheap, stay warm, stay safe, and we'll have another wine coming up like we do three times a week. So I'll be talking to you. Adios. Bye-bye.